Hello? Hey there. Tap, tap, tap. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create. Only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you're listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Thank you so much for being with us today. We are talking about, can a relationship survive sex addiction? All right, can a relationship survive sex addiction? The answer is, ding, 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 no, it cannot. Is that what you thought I would say? It cannot. It cannot and should not. I hate the word should, but I'm saying it here. Survive sex addiction. The question really is, can a relationship survive recovery from sex addiction? Because that's hard freaking work right there. Okay, it's hard enough to survive the healing and recovery process, to get to know, sometimes for the very first time, who you're married to, who are you in relationship with, who do you sleep next to at night? You know, really get to know each other. But can a relationship survive sex addiction? No, it can't. And the reason it can't is because there really wasn't much of a relationship, because the addiction gets all the attention. It gets the devotion. It gets the care. It gets the energy. It gets the time. It gets everything. You know, it is all consuming. You're so preoccupied, and it carries so much intensity and power for the recovering addict. So, yeah, there's no space for relationship. There's no ability to hold empathy or to hold emotion and to hold space for a healthy partnership. I mean, it has a hard time holding space for a toxic, co-addicted relationship, much less a healthy one. And so please hear me say, if you are in relationship with a sex addict who is not ready and willing and actively engaged in the work of recovery, there's not a lot of room for relationship. Okay. And there's not going to be a lot of room for your healing as long as you're actively engaged in that relationship. So let's just be honest. Like, let's just be real. Let's just be honest. Like, if you are living under the same roof or engaged on a regular basis with somebody who is in active addiction, there's no way that you're getting needs met. There's no way that there's integrity. There's no way that there's vulnerability and true deep intimacy. I mean, it's very unlikely that there's even like really good sex going on there. Okay? Because if you can't look into your partner's eyes, if you can't be still and be present and really know each other, yeah, like that's not, you know, true intimacy. So yeah, I mean, if the addiction is thriving, then the relationship is not. So can a relationship survive? I mean, I guess I want to just flat out say no, because there is no relationship. But a lot of people still think that because they're together, they're in relationship. You can stay together. Sure. I mean, a lot of co-addicted coupleships stay together. Is it toxic? Yes. Is it dysfunctional? Yes. Is it painful? Yes. But they stay in it, oftentimes because of their trauma wounds and trying to, you know, sometimes it's trauma reenactment. Sometimes it's just familiar and comfortable, you know, even though it hurts, you know, sometimes hurt is familiar. Sometimes hurt is comfortable. But I just wanted to be clear there that, like, if sexual addiction or any other addiction, be it alcoholism, be it drug addiction, be it, you know, sex and love and pornography or shopping or gambling or the internet or gaming, whatever it is, it will take all the air out of the relationship so that it can't breathe and it gets stifled and eventually, you know, it kind of dies. You know, the relationship piece. It doesn't mean people can't stay together. You just won't thrive relationally, right? So, yeah, no, you can't be in a relationship. However, you can survive the recovery process. I see many, many, many healthy couples emerge out of the ashes of the disease of addiction. So there's the hope. There's the hope.
Take a moment to listen to your gut. What's it saying?
It's saying, help me, help me.
How do we help our gut and its fragile ecosystem? How about introducing a prebiotic? Maybe you're thinking, oh, another vitamin I have to remember to take every day. Hold on, wait, there's an easier way. Why not drink your prebiotic with Olipop? Olipop is a new kind of soda that combines various ingredients like cassava and kudzu root to create a healthier alternative to sugary sodas. Yuck, we're getting rid of those sugary sodas this year. And Olipop supports your digestive and your gut health. It's yummy. And it supports our gut health. Let's take the challenge and listen to our guts this year. Click on the Olipop link in our show notes and use code DIRECTIMPACT at checkout to get 15% off your order today. You'll thank me. Now scroll down, click on the Olipop link in our show notes, and use code DIRECTIMPACT. All together now, DIRECTIMPACT. Use that code at the checkout to get 15% off your Olipop order today.
That's the hard work. And it's like, I guess the question is, you know, can you survive it? Yeah, you can survive the recovery process. And it is freaking hard, but it's good work. And what the coupleships that I see emerge from that, they really are, they're amazing. They're beautiful. They're honest, they're vulnerable, they're messy in the best of ways, because relationships are. I mean, you got two people, you know, trying to do life together and get on the same page one day at a time. Like, relationships are hard, period. They're even harder in a recovery process, in a healing process. So yeah, but eventually what happens is people get to tease out, like, what are our relational struggles versus what is the damage that has been done by the disease of addiction, both for the addict and the betrayed partner. So that's the amazing work that gets to happen. And yeah, sometimes when two people become, like, I don't know, really healthy interpersonally, and they know who they are and they love who they are, they respect who they are, they know where they're going, they feel affirmed and self-actualized, sometimes they do wind up looking at each other and saying, you know, like, I don't know that we're the best match, you know. And when they part ways healthier human beings with respect for each other, love for each other, and also, you know, taking away the gifts that they received in that relationship. Because when you're on the other side, when you have recovered from the trauma of the disease, you usually enter the stage of like traumatic growth. And so it's like, oh my gosh, there are gifts that are now paying dividends. There's gifts that are coming out of this pain and suffering and hurt and sacrifice. And you can take those with you from a relationship, whether it, you know, the relationship winds up thriving or not. And that to me is also a gift. That's something that rises out of the ashes of addiction. What rises is recovery and healing, both interpersonally and relationally. I've seen it happen both ways, and they're both wins. They're both good. And that's what we want for anybody to hear who is either in the middle of, the messy middle of, you know, sexual addiction and compulsivity, and the healing process of that. If you're in the messy middle, please know that if you are pursuing recovery, if the recovering addict is active in the recovery process, it doesn't mean they don't have slips. It doesn't mean that they don't have hiccups. It doesn't mean they don't have setbacks. Of course they do. But they're catching themselves. They're using their tools. They're open and they're honest. They're vulnerable. They're transparent. I mean, yeah, I think that that's what we're looking for. And that can absolutely happen, and that can lead to an amazing relationship in the future. So, you know, I think part of this episode is like, can I survive the hurt? Yeah, you can survive the hurt, but don't stay in it. You know, don't beat your head against a wall. Don't stay in the cycle of addiction, either as an individual addict or stay in the relationship with addiction. Okay. So that's what I wanted you to hear me say today is like, yeah, no, there's no room. There's no room in a relationship where there's an active addiction at play. But there is so much room in recovery. And that, if you can survive that, and I've seen so many people endure and survive and overcome, then, oh my gosh, there's so many gifts at the end of that. So that's what we want for you, direct impact listeners. That's what we want for you. So if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. And if this is the first time you're listening, please subscribe. Please review, please comment. We want to hear from you on whatever platform you're listening to us through. So thanks so much for joining us today, and we will see you same time, same place next week. Bye for now. Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys. Hey there, friend. We've all heard the saying, trust your gut, but do you really trust it? Sometimes our gut, both our bowels and our instincts, can feel a bit out of whack. I know mine sure can. Did you know that our brains and our guts are connected? If you've been listening to this podcast, you might have heard that a time or two, but it's more complex and interesting than you might know, and we are learning more and more about the gut-brain interaction all the time. Our vagus nerve connects our brain to our gut, and inside the gut, many neurotransmitters are produced, like GABA, which helps regulate the emotions of fear, panic, anxiety, and overwhelm. So why wouldn't you want to take care of your gut if it's so critical to your overall mental and emotional health? One way I choose to care for my gut is by taking pre and probiotics by Just Thrive. Just Thrive offers many supplements to help with overall wellness, like immunity support, protecting against sources of glucose, mood support, and maintaining a healthy urinary tract. Also, fun fact, Just Thrive offers a probiotic for your furry friends. Yes, your pets. How awesome is that? Okay, following the show, scroll down to our show notes and click Just Thrive to start taking care of your wonderful gut today.